Finally, in this session, we shall take a look at small part disposals of land. A part disposal of land is small if two conditions are satisfied. Firstly, the proceeds of the part disposal must be less than or equal to 20% of the value of the land as at the date of disposal. The second condition to be satisfied is that the total proceeds of all land sales in the year must not exceed £20,000. This means that a part disposal of land can never be small if sale proceeds are more than £20,000. If both of these conditions are satisfied, we have a small part disposal, and the taxpayer can make a claim under Section 242 of TCGA 1992. The effect of a Section 242 claim is twofold. Under Section 242, the taxpayer will make a claim such that he will not pay capital gains tax on these small proceeds in the year of receipt. Effectively, the taxpayer is asking the revenue to ignore the small proceeds when considering his total capital gains for that year. This seems quite generous, but the revenue are not kind enough to ignore these proceeds altogether. Instead, the small proceeds will be deducted from the base cost of the land in the event of a future disposal. What this means is that when the taxpayer sells the rest of his land, the gain on that land will be slightly bigger because the base cost has been reduced. Note that this will not happen automatically. The taxpayer must make a claim if he does not wish to pay tax on the small disposal proceeds. If the taxpayer does not make a Section 242 claim, a capital gain is charged in the normal way, i.e. by using the part disposal fraction A over A plus B. Let us illustrate how Section 242 works by running through an example. Here we have Harriet, who bought a 10-acre paddock of land for £25,000 in January 1987. In March 1993, Harriet sold 1 acre for £8,000. At this date, the other 9 acres were valued at £75,000. This was Harriet's only land sale in the year. In August 2010, Harriet sold the remaining 9 acres of the paddock to a property developer for £110,000. Our requirement here is to calculate the chargeable gains arising to Harriet as a result of these two land sales. Let us first consider the sale of the 1 acre of land in March 1993. Our first question is whether the March 1993 sale proceeds were less than 20% of the total value of the land at that point. The sale proceeds in 1993 were £8,000. The other 9 acres of land were valued at £75,000 at that point, which means that in 1993 the whole paddock was worth £83,000. Quite clearly, £8,000 is less than 20% of the total value of the field, so the answer to the first question is yes. The second question is whether Harriet's total proceeds from all land sales in the year were less than £20,000. We're told that Harriet made no other land disposals in the year, so her total land sale proceeds in 1992-1993 were £8,000. The answer to the second question is also yes. Because both of these conditions have been satisfied, Harriet can make a claim under Section 242. Assuming Harriet makes a Section 242 claim, two things will happen. First, there will be no disposal in 1992-1993. Harriet will therefore have no CGT to pay on the £8,000 of proceeds received. However, the revenue will deduct this £8,000 from the base cost of the land for a future disposal. When Harriet comes to sell the rest of the paddock, her base cost will therefore be £25,000 less the £8,000 small proceeds, being £17,000. Let us now consider the sale of the rest of the paddock. Harriet's sale proceeds here are £110,000. This quite clearly is not a small part disposal. We know that Harriet's original cost in January 1987 was £25,000. However, this base cost is reduced by the small disposal proceeds, giving her a base cost of £17,000 and a gain of £93,000. Let us complete this session by attempting one practice multiple choice question.
Because Marjorie bought the land in 1981, we need to use the March 1982 value in our gain calculation. In March 2011, Marjorie sold part of the land for net proceeds of £95,000 after £5,000 of selling expenses had been deducted. This tells us that Marjorie's gross proceeds of sale were £100,000. We know that Marjorie paid £90,000 for the whole plot of land in 1981. The land was worth £85,000 in March 1982. Because Marjorie is now selling part of this land in 2010-11, we multiply the March 1982 market value by our part disposal fraction of A over A plus B.
The A in this fraction is the gross proceeds of sale being £100,000. Remember that here we take gross proceeds of sale and not net proceeds. The allowable March 1982 value is therefore £34,000. Marjorie's gain is therefore £61,000. This concludes this session on part disposals.